From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. 7 U.S. Marines died yesterday in fighting in Iraq. They were killed in Anbar province in the west of the country. More than 1,800 U.S. troops have died since the invasion in March of 2003. We're joined from Baghdad by NPR's Philip Reeves. And Philip, what more have you learned about what happened to these Marines who were killed?
Well, the U.S. military says that the Marines were out on foot conducting operations outside Haditha. 5 of them were killed by small arms fire. Now, that's a term that usually refers to Kalashnikovs and rocket-propelled grenades. One of them was unaccounted for, and his body was later found a few kilometers away and safely recovered. Now, a 7th Marine was killed by a suicide car bomb whilst conducting combat operations elsewhere in a place called Heat, and statements appeared on the internet purporting to be from Al-Qaeda in Iraq, claiming responsibility for that killing.
So 6 of these Marines killed were in this town of Haditha. This has been a trouble spot, is that right, in the Sunni Triangle for some time?
Yes, it has. It's one of the areas where the Sunni-led insurgency has been at its most persistent. In fact, only last week, 2 American Marines from the same combat team as the 6 who died yesterday were attacked and killed, and that was part of a firefight in the same area near Haditha, in a village near Haditha, in which there was an airstrike eventually, and the U.S. military said it killed 9 insurgents.
Philip, we mentioned that with these deaths, more than 1,800 American troops have now been killed since the invasion in 2003. Is the pace of U.S. casualties accelerating? Can you put this into some context for us?
If you take January through July of last year, 2004, and compare it with this year, then the number of U.S. deaths is higher by 35. There have been 411 so far this year. If you look at just July of last year and July of this year, the number's exactly the same. It's 54. And it should also, to be fair, be pointed out that 54 in July is considerably less. It's less than half the worst month suffered by the U.S. in Iraq, and that was in last November, when 137 military personnel died. That was actually during the operation to clear out Fallujah that month.
Philip, all of this is happening as there's been what seems to be a fair amount of talk about possible withdrawal of U.S. forces from at least some parts of the country. The new U.S. ambassador was talking about that yesterday.
Yes, and American and British officials have been meeting Iraqi ministers to discuss the possible transfer of security from foreign to Iraqi troops. There is, of course, no timeline, and it will depend totally on the ability of the Iraqi forces to take control of parts of Iraq and to maintain security in those areas. The insurgency has a strategy which it has persistently pursued of attacking the Iraqi police and army, not only recruits but those also actually in action and in uniform, to try to make it as hard as possible to stand up those forces. But talks are underway on that subject.
And what parts of the country might this be most likely to happen?
Well, they're looking at trying to make a transfer in areas which are relatively quiet. They say that some 14 of the 18 provinces are relatively stable, and that would be the areas that they start making the transfer in, leaving U.S. troops, of course, in place in the worst and most violent areas.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.